Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jordan Margaret Rabbi, and I am the Marketing Development Specialist for CPRO Corporation. And I'm here today to discuss with you all our newest development and our pre-emerging herbicide line, Break. Discovered and developed in the 1970s, Flurodone, or product name Break, showed very effective results and very safe on cotton. Although it was never commercialized for the cotton market, it was registered for the aquatic market, also known as Sonar. Fast forward to 2011, CPRO was contacted by USDA asking if we could further pursue our research in the Flurodone market for cotton. This was following a WSSA-sponsored weed tour where a group of weed scientists collaborated together and inquired a couple new ideas about old chemistries bringing back to the cotton market. One person there in particular came about and remembered Break. He said this was one of the best pre-emerge herbicides he'd ever seen. The two major issues that we were facing at that time were a limited number of active ingredients and glyphosate resistant Palmer amaranth. In 2012, Section 18 was granted to Break F2 to control glyphosate resistant Palmer amaranth. Our Break F2 herbicide combines two active ingredients, which is Flurodone and Thimesfen. One of the primary drivers combining two modes of action was for resistant management. It also improves the versatility and effectiveness of the product under various conditions. This combination has also resulted in safening effects on potential Thimesfen injury and also holding a strong residual control under wet environmental conditions. In 2013, we received our Section 18 emergency use label and was granted to us in South Carolina. Results suggested excellent crop safety and good residual compound control. In 2014, we received our Section 18s for North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee. Research trials collaborated with grower experiences resulted in various conclusions for 2014. Less to no injury on cotton and also good firm residual control. We also observed that in conditions that might cause other pre's to fade quicker, such as very wet conditions, Break held very well. The best results occurred when utilized in a timely, comprehensive weed management approach. This is especially true in a Roundup trait-based system. If we have learned anything, it is to load up on the front end to manage an early season escapes. Here we have a study in Cameron, South Carolina, where the grower used a Stoneville variety. He planted on May 27th. And he came back with putting Break F2 at 16 ounces per acre behind the planter, and then a P1 application of Liberty plus a Dual, and then a second post application with also a Liberty and a Dual shot. Here's also another field study in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, where the grower used 1944 cotton variety. He planted on May 21st. And he used Break F2 right behind the planter and came back with his first application of Liberty plus a staple. And then his second post application, he came back with Liberty plus Dual. Here's another field study in Flintville, Tennessee, where the grower used a Phytogen 339 variety. And he planted on May 6th. He put Break F2 right behind the planter at 16-ounce rate. And his first post application, he sprayed Roundup at 26 ounces at 1 to 2 leaf stage, and a sequence at 40 ounces per acre at the fourth leaf stage. Finally, he came back and he applied his lay-by post with MSMA and Caprol. Here's another field study in Vienna, Georgia, where the grower used the Phytogen 499 variety, He planted on May 14th. He came back with Break S2 right behind the planter, and he used one post application of a Liberty shot at 29 ounces per acre. In 2015, Section 18 emergency exemptions have been requested for two different products, which will be both Break F2 and a new combination of fluridone and thimesipin called Break F16. Break F2 will still have the same formulations used in 2013 and in 2014. The 0.2 pounds of fluridone and the 0.125 pounds of thimesipin. We will be continuing to work with our growers to fine-tune these herbicide programs. Their Section 18s are pending for Tennessee, Missouri, and Arkansas for the Break F2 product. The new Break F16 product will be combining new rates of fluridone thimesipin, which are 0.15 pounds of fluridone and 0.187 pounds of thimesipin. These Section 18s are pending for North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. The following are the acres being requested by each of the states in 2015. You will notice there has been an increase from Tennessee and Georgia. Tennessee last year was at 7,500 acres, and that boomed to about 30,000 acres in 2015. Georgia went from 20,000 acres to 35,000 acres for 2015. What we have learned in our research with Break herbicide, it is extremely effective on controlling glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. But a timely post herbicide is still required. As we strive to have a zero tolerance strategy by starting clean and staying clean, overlapping residuals is necessary. We know that loading that herbicide system on the front end has shown excellent results. And I mentioned earlier, a Roundup trait-based system where any Palmer escape is one too many. A lot of research has gone into the timing and success of these programs. With timely post applications, overlapping residuals, and aggressive scouting, Palmer does not stand a chance. Putting together your own application timeline will help better your weed management system and get ahead of the game in staying on top of Palmer pigweed. In conclusion, the Break herbicide line introduces a new mode of action to control glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. Results have shown outstanding crop safety and good solid residual information performance under adequate conditions. The crop safety has been one of the biggest things that our guys, our farmers, has come to us and said, this is incredible and we need to get this out there for the crop safety aspect. We need to get that cotton good and up in an advanced leaf stage before it starts to stunt or burn. As I mentioned earlier, we have Section 18s pending for Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Arkansas. While using Break as a foundational base residual, we need to still use a comprehensive weed approach. Break has shown a very good cropping system with emphasis on zero tolerance on Palmer amaranth. It has been an incredible journey for us with Break herbicide, and with CPRO, we appreciate all of our growers, all of our consultants, and all of our university cooperators with all their support and valuable input that they give to us each and every year. Thank you. Questions?